All right, back here in the Big Show, Freddie Smirla, Steve DiAssi, and, of course, it is Patriots Friday on a Thursday. We talked with the offense, Matt Light. Now let's switch over to the other side of the ball. We talked to the defense, and Mike Vrabel joins us. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Good. Just finished up a good week of practice, and looking forward to the weekend off.
How was Mike? How were the film sessions after that one on Sunday?
You know, anytime you lose, you know, unfortunately, you're a lot more critical of your performance. You know, so we were all critical and took a good hard look at it and then and moved on. You know, we don't talk about some big games that we've won around here in the past 3 or 4 days after the fact, so we're not going to do that with games that we lose either.
All right, let me try to ask you one question about it. So much has been made of the trick plays, the direct snap to Ronnie Brown. Was that as big a factor as people are saying, or was it just overall the entire game? It seems like the offense for Miami was successful on the non-trickery plays.
Well, I would say that those plays certainly helped them and contributed to the big plays that they had. I mean, you can't give up big plays. And I don't care if you get, you know, get the ball driven on you or what. You just can't give up big plays that score that are, you know, somewhat uncontested, and we had far too many of those.
Mike, I'm going to be careful with my questions. I don't want to cheap shot you. I've seen how you react to cheap shots, but that
what the hell would you have done?
Exactly. I said that on TV right after the.
You'd have ripped the guy's spleen out.
Right after the game, I said the exact same thing. You treat a punk like a punk, and that's exactly what you did. It was the exact correct thing. I didn't understand. I'm thinking to myself, is he smoking again? That was just so stupid. Yeah.
No, he turned to me and said, I'd do the exact same
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Kicked him in the nuts.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it was an interesting, good 10 yards behind the ball. Your reaction was understood.
Thank you.
You know, let me ask you a question, because you've been playing, 35 years of football now. Maybe just look old. But when they come out with an unbalanced in a back, you know, like reporters seem like that. I'm helping coaching high school football now. We run on balance, and you have the same thing. The Jets did that last year, too, where they had Washington in the backfield, was it? I mean, that's not confusing. It's the same reads, isn't it?
It was a little different. And I'll say that, you know, we've got that cleaned up, and we really need to look and see. I mean, we're not going to get the same. You know, if you're going to get a trick formation, you're not going to get the same one. I mean, I think somebody else is going to dial something else up. And – you know, we've really looked and tried to study what we're doing, and, you know, we do get a lot of unconventional looks. I mean, I don't think teams that, you know, can really, you know, line up and block Ty Warren and Vince and Seymour all day conventionally. So the teams are going to do something that make us change and force us to adjust. And so it's going to be important that we were able to do that throughout the year.
Now, early on, they had a couple guys run free down the middle. Was it what they were running? Out of the sets they're running or the type of patterns they're running that was confusing the coverage, or is it just guys making mental mistakes?
Well, I think anytime you have, you know, guys that are free, you know, either somebody, you know, there's play action or there's, you know, someone misses a jam or there's a mental error. I mean, there's a lot of things that go involved with guys that are unfree. And I think that we're becoming a little bit better of, you know, I've seen this week in practice, guys, if they see that somebody's covered or see that somebody's uncovered, it's just being a football player and going and making up for somebody and knowing that in a few plays later somebody's going to make up for you, maybe in your gap or maybe in your, you know, coverage responsibility. So I've seen that this week in practice, guys just being football players and saying, hey, somebody's got this guy covered over here. Maybe he's not supposed to be there, but I'll go and take, you know, where he's supposed to be.
Well, how was this week of practice, Mike?
It was good. I mean, defensively, I thought it was good. I thought we competed against the offense. I thought we were able to get stuff done, get stuff looked at, and then also compete. It was tempo. You know, we were, you know, enthusiastic, and I thought it was two good days of work.
Was it a lack of energy? I mean, we played a long time, and there's some games you come out and just someone beat you to death. I had a center come out that I could beat with my underwear, and it's heavy sometimes, but you know, just some days that stuff happens, no matter what you try. But did you feel any different when you walked on the field that day, or did you think the energy level?
No, I mean, I think you look at the first series. I mean, it's exactly what we want to do. It's third and short, and we push the pocket back on them, and you know, we're off the field. So it wasn't like, you know, we didn't have an idea. I mean, we said the whole, okay, first series, concentrate on the first series, don't let them drive the ball, whatever the problems that we'd had early on or early in camp or in preseason or whatever, you know, we'd get three and out and we start the game and, you know, Ellis runs the ball back to the, you know, 50-yard line and, you know, we punt, but we still maintain field position and all those things that you talk about starting a game with.
Yeah.
You know, and then it just begins to unravel. And I think that, you know, when things are working offensively, certainly it puts a lot of pressure on the defense because then you begin to guess and you begin to, you know, second guess what you're doing. And everyone wants to be a player. Everyone wants to play another position. Everybody wants to call the plays. And, you know, you just get back and you relax and you settle down. And you do what you do best. You let the D-line play D-line. You let the linebackers play linebacker and the secondaries do their job, and then the coaches call the players.
You're right. What starts unraveling is, like you said, someone overplays their position, tries to come in pursuit, he doesn't have contain, and then the thing starts unraveling because big plays, everyone talks about the Patriots as being fundamentally sound. You know, when you have contain, you stay home. When you proper pursuit angles, when everyone starts to try and make up for it, they open up different lanes.
Right, and it's not that anyone's not trying. I mean, it's just almost you can try too hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Just Mike, what about
do your job. But, I mean, you've heard Bill talk all the time. Just do your job. That's all you can be asked to do.
Mike, have you looked at any film yet on the 49ers, and what do you make of them so far? They're a tough team to figure out. I haven't played them in a while.
Yeah, I haven't played them in a while. It's going to be important for us to take advantage of our time here, take a look at the DVDs, and see what they're doing. Also, you know, they've got a lot of confidence in J.T. O'Sullivan. I mean, the guy was here. And, you know, I think any team that's coached by Mike Martz is certainly going to have a lot of confidence. They're not going to lack for confidence in what they're doing in the offensive side of the ball.
Will you get away from football completely this weekend, or will you do a little bit of film work on your own?
Well, I'll take a look at them, but I'm also going to go watch the Buckeyes. I think they got Minnesota Saturday. So
they could win that one.
Yeah, I hope so.
Watch PC with Kopi, a team they that really executes well.
Still stinging for USC.
Do you think USC was going to do that to Ohio State?
I thought they were a pretty good football team, but, I mean, I didn't know we were going to send our JV team out there either.
Ooh, ouch.
Wow.
Ouch.
God. Sound like a radio sports talk show caller here.
Yeah, sound like Pete on Sunday night.
Is there voices in the background, or those are voices in my head again?
you were talking about, you know, even when you win games big, you kind of bury them and you move on. And you guys have always been able to do that. It's so unusual for this defense to give up 38 points. We just don't see that often. Did much have to be said in that locker room, especially with the veterans on the defensive side of the ball?
I mean, it's really, you know, you're not going to win. I don't care who your quarterback is, who your receivers are, who your running back is. If you give up 38 points, you're supposed to lose. And, you know, that's what happened. And, you know, we're going to learn from it. And, you know, a lot of that is the big plays, and a lot of that is just forcing them to kick field goals when they get down there.
You played against the offensive tag, Jake Long. I mean, he looked like he was a pretty imposing guy. Was it offensive line that improved? Is Jake Long legitimate? He looks like a pretty stout player.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's a good player. And then when you bring him over and, you know, then they're not going to run back to the tight end and the guard on the back side. So now you've got, you know, two tackles over there, you know, with your running game. And so I think that's what their thought was is, you know, we're not going to block Ty Warren with the guy we got over there. We better get some help over there. And that's part of the imbalance. And then you start changing stuff and looking at different things. So, you know, they're professional football players. I mean, I think that, you know, if they weren't capable of doing the job, they wouldn't be in there.
Can you see any marked improvement in Castle week to week? I mean, a lot of criticism because he's, of course, taking Tom Brady's spot and trying to compare him to him.
I wouldn't know what to look for if I tried to evaluate a quarterback. I honestly... I go in there very rarely in goal line situations, and I wouldn't know even what to look for if I was trying to, you know, dissect the quarterback's play.
How about the everyone feel pretty jacked up and pretty confident that this they're going to get? You know, it's funny because you guys lost a couple years ago to Buffalo. Everyone wrote them off. They're not going to do anything, and of course you came back and ended up beating them 31-0. This team, with all the veteran leadership, there shouldn't be any confidence shake in that locker room.
No, I don't think there can be. I mean, I think you have to go out and you have to prove it first on a practice field, and then also there has to be some carryover into the games. You can't just, I mean, wanting to play well and playing well are two different things. I mean, everybody wants to play well. You have to go out and execute. You got to go out and make plays and do it on Sunday.
One final thing. Troy Brown calls it quits today after 15 years in the league, and he's a guy that ended up being forced to play on both sides of the ball defense, but more importantly, he was willing to do that and sacrifice for his team. How important was that to that team at that time when he was willing to switch over and play some defense when the team really needed somebody?
Well, I think just Troy, just an outstanding career, an amazing player, amazing person. I'm glad that I got to play with him. I'm also glad that I got to hear from him today as he addressed the team and talked about his retirement. So I think he left a mark on a lot of players that really maybe didn't know Troy or never really even saw him play. I think he left a mark on them in just a short amount of time that he spent with us today. So he put the team first throughout his career. He always put the team first. Whatever the team needed was tough, you know, played hurt, tremendous competitor, and really someone that, you know, if you wanted your son to play football, you'd want him to play like Troy Brown.
Well, you have a similar role. You go out there and catch offensive touchdown passes. I mean,
I think covering receivers is a little tougher than going in and doing what I do on the goal.
Well, you've covered a few receivers.
Happens is he goes and gets the glory.
That's right.
See?
You're a smart guy.
Troy didn't get the glory, you know. And he gets it every time, gets a touchdown every time they throw it to him. All right, Mike, listen, have fun in your time off, and we'll talk to you next week about the 49ers.
Okay, great. That'll be really nice. So we could talk about the 49ers instead of the Dolphins.
A damn bye week.
I know.
Moving forward. All right, Mike, we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
See you guys.
See you later. Mike Vrabel.